We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today we're going to talk about families.
Families stand behind you.
Families cheer you on.
Families laugh with you and at you, but they still love you.
Families eat together.
Families pray together.
Families play together.
Families are a gift from God.
There's one family in the Bible that worked hard together. It was the family of Noah.
Noah was a friend of God.
He loved and He said, now take your family and build an ark, for the earth will be covered with rain.
The heavens will open for 40 days, but you will all be saved. Noah, Noah.
Noah, Noah.
Was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God.
Noah had three sons,
Shem,
Ham,
and Japheth.
The earth was violent and evil in God's sight when Noah and his family lived.
So God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them.
So make yourself an ark of cypress wood.
I'm going to bring flood waters on the earth to destroy all life on the earth and under the heavens.
But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you.
God told Noah to bring two of every kind of beast, and to take every kind of food for them to eat. And Noah did everything, just as God commanded him. Does anyone know how long the rains came down?
40 days and 40 nights.
You all knew that answer, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's a long time, don't you think, for a family to be together? On a boat?
Yes.
With all those animals?
Yes.
Now, what do you think the family had to do?
They had to learn to work together and give each other space, I'm sure.
For sure, yeah. Carolyn?
They probably had to clean up everything that the animals did, like they made a mess out of the hay or...
Okay, so there was hard work. Okay, there's hard work there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, Alexa?
They had to make their own food.
Right.
They might have had to come up with things to do to keep them occupied.
Okay.
They had to learn patience, a lot of patience, because sometimes you don't get everything you want, especially 40 days and 40 nights on an ark.
Well, they probably all had jobs to do, do you think? Like, you guys have jobs to do at home?
Yeah.
You have jobs to do with your family? What do you think it takes for a family to work together like that?
Cooperation.
For sure. Gave families instructions in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord,
for this is right.
Honor your father and mother,
which is the first commandment with a promise.
Here is the promise,
that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
And in the book of Colossians, God gives parents and children instructions.
Fathers, do not embitter your children, that they may become discouraged. That's telling fathers not to have impossible expectations of their kids and not to tell them to do too much.
Okay. And Emily?
Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord.
Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them.
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
Well, why is it hard to obey your parents sometimes?
Because a lot of times I don't see what their point and I don't think that they're right. So,
you think you are wiser than they are, huh?
No, it's just like some things I do know more than they do, but it's like sometimes I feel like they're wrong.
Okay. Well, you're being honest. That's good. And Emily?
Sometimes it's like you've just settled down with a book or you're just about to do something or you've just finished your schoolwork and my mom says, go switch the laundry and then unload the dishwasher and then take your sister out and change her diaper or something.
Well, sometimes when you see your friends doing something, you kind of want to do it.
That's
and
a good point.
Sometimes
yeah.
I ask my mom if I could do something. Like, for example, sometimes my friend, like, if we want to go in the sprinkler or something and she has her bathing suit on already, I might ask my mom if I can go in the sprinkler with her. And she, if she says no, I get really mad.
Okay. And that's a good point because that happens whether you're young or even when you're teenagers, it happens a lot too. You say, well, all my friends are doing this. Why can't I do that? Who else? Jess.
Kind of like Alexa said, sometimes I don't see the point in what my parents want me to do, but, you know, I already have what I want to do planned out, and I don't want to have to go out of my way to do what my mom wants me to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, the scripture said, children, obey your parents in everything. What does that mean, everything? Emily?
It means not just when you feel like it, or not just when you agree with them.
Yeah, and the rest of the scripture is, for this pleases the Lord. So that's something that I think is very hard for children. But I think when we look at Scripture, maybe you can get some strength in that, knowing that this is, you're doing it not only for your parents, but also to honor the Lord.
Well, sometimes we don't remember that it does please the Lord when we obey our parents, but it also displeases Him when we don't. He's not just neutral if we don't, and then if we obey, then He's happy. He's not happy when we don't obey.
Okay, that's good.
Even our parents have a hard time doing what is right sometimes.
We all make mistakes.
We all need to really work hard to obey God and do what is right.
We can learn from our mistakes. Love and respect each other.
God looks upon all of us as his children. He is our Father, and we are his sons and daughters.
I am part of a family.
You are part of a family. We all belong to the family of God. I am part of a family.
You are part of a family.
We all belong to the family of God. We come together in his place to hear his word and grow in faith, to sing his praise and worship.
Deuteronomy, God tells his people to
faithfully obey the commands to love the Lord your God,
to serve him with your whole heart.
Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home,
and when you walk along the road,
when you lie down,
and when you get up.
Write them on the doorframes of your houses and on your gates,
so that your days and the days of your children will be many in the land of the Lord.
God calls parents to teach their children God's truth and ways. God calls children to obey their parents. And we can all look to God's word for direction. And now, Emily's going to pray for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for all that you have given me. You are so good to me. Teach me how to obey you, to love you, and to serve you with my whole heart. You have given me parents to teach me about you. Help me obey them, even when it is hard. I pray that more families all over the world would obey and follow you, Lord. We want your family to grow. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We are looking for kids to send in stories.
We are looking for kids to tell us some ideas for shows.
Don't forget to tell your friends about us. And please write to us and let us know what you like best about our program.
We want to hear from you.
Send in information to Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094. Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit our website, www.karenandkids.com. And while you are there, join the Kids Club.
And remember, we are all children of God.
Obey God.
Obey your parents.
Love them and serve them. See you next time.
Praise the Lord. Bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.